This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, March 6. Mercy, not sacrifice. The passage is Hosea 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us. Like many of the prophets, Hosea spoke against religious activity that was not sincere worship of God. In the northern kingdom of Israel, where Hosea prophesied, there was plenty of worship, but the worship of Baal had corrupted the worship of God. Priests set apart by God for holiness were now promoting the very opposite. The more the priests increased, God said, the more they sinned against me. Through Hosea, God reminded the people that the renewal of the heart was more important than merely following religious rituals. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, God told them. Centuries later, Jesus said these very words to the religious leaders of his day. It seems that the tendency to just go through the motions of worship confronts every generation of God's people. How can we avoid that critical mistake? In 1 Corinthians 15:4, Paul writes that Jesus was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Many have wondered which Old Testament passages Paul had in mind, but Hosea 6, verse 2 is often suggested as a possibility. In Jesus Christ, mercy and sacrifice come together perfectly. His sacrificial death atones for all our tainted worship, and his resurrection restores us to a life of worship with which God is pleased. If true worship is what you seek, stay close to Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for often being more concerned with talking the talk than walking the walk. Fill our hearts with your mercy so that our love for you in Christ will grow. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.